Because one of my friend to whom I gave the philosophy of the teachings of Islam, and he, after a few days, he read that and he asked me the question that the Prophet Messiah has did prophesize that this my essay will stand first and I will win the
contest.
Yes.
Yes.
And he said, but there no mention of result is there. What was that?
It's in the introduction, everything he said?
No, there is no mention of result of what happened afterwards.
No, in the introduction is explained, everything is explained. In fact, there was no contest as such. Not that a jury was to decide about which essay stood first and which second and so on. It was not a competition of essay writing of school children. It was an open invitation to the religious heads and their representatives, and the issue was to be decided by general acclaim of the people, their general reaction, natural reaction, and also by the comments of the newspapers. So from that point of view, it was so obvious that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's article stood first by all margins, I mean beyond any shadow of doubt, that this has never been challenged. I mean, the beauty of this is that this book is being published with this introduction that a prophecy was made and then the public lecture was delivered and it stood first from every point of view. This is being published and claimed by Jamaat Ahmadiyya for over 100 years now, or nearly 100 years, no less than that. When was the lecture? 1896. So about 90 years. And no one has ever opposed this claim, rejected this claim, or challenged that this is wrong, you are making a false statement, this is not true. So that is one way of looking at it. And other is, which I once suggested to Nazarat Islam Irshad, and which has not been followed up, to publish the other articles presented by other representatives of religions. And that is the best proof, in fact. Then people will be able to compare the excellence of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's article as compared to those insignificant small things, totally meaningless and just, in fact, not to be compared. So that would be one way of doing it. But I wonder how big the book would become then. Those articles were not very long as compared to this. This was the longest, in fact. So what do you think would be the size of those articles and how many articles were really submitted and published?
Everybody, 20, and one book in one volume
is published. By
the director of...
At that time it was published, but it's not available in...
In our library,
I see, quite.
And above all, there are many quotations and views about the commentary of this. I just have.
I see.
Yes, civil and basic books. And also...
The original ones.
Yes, yes. And after reception, and they get the Asli and Kolkata.
I see.
They totally claim.
No, that has been mentioned in the introduction, hasn't it?
No, sir. Not in this one, but it was...
The one I read, I had in Qadian, the introduction was quite lengthy and it... exactly. So that is not included in this.
No.
This is why this question has arisen. In fact, that introduction should be made a part of it so that people who do not know the background of all this should be able to know it. That would suffice then. Otherwise, this would become a very bulky thing.
Yes. I quoted these in the
study. But instead of just there, you should better either adopt the same introduction written earlier, or you can further improvise it and write a short introduction with all the proofs, so that that can be made a part of the various renderings into other languages.